This is John Dodds on Lehigh Valley Art Salon. April the 6th marks the start of the 28th annual Berks Jazz Fest. Billed as spring break for jazz lovers, the festival, which runs until April the 15th, features jazz in its broadest sense. With me to guide you through the venues and performers is festival organizer and head spring breaker, John Ernesto. Welcome, John.
Thank you, John. Appreciate you taking the time to talk about the Jazz Fest.
It's always a pleasure. Tell me, this year's lineup will include many audience favorites from years past, as well as performers making their Boskoff's Berks Jazz debut. Let's talk about some of the newcomers, John.
This year, as we've discussed in the past, we always try to present a very diverse festival of, trying to hit, all genres of jazz, blues, even a touch of pop, and some gospel. So we're always looking to bring in some new acts and some give our fans some choices to make while they're here. And, this year we bring it in Catherine Russell and John Pizzarelli doing the Billie Holiday and Frank Sinatra tribute, which is, I'm really excited about that. Lisa Fisher and Graham Patton, they're coming for the first time. And we have numerous special programs that we're working on, with Kirk Whalum called the Heart and Soul of Sax. And it's Kirk Whalum, Everett Hart, Maceo Parker, and Dee Dee Bridgewater.
Wow, terrific.
So, there's something for everybody at this festival, including a lot of blues shows, which obviously WDIY is going to be part of. And there's plenty to choose from for fans. Something for everybody.
Something for everybody, as always. Now, how many acts are performing this year, John? As you mentioned, there's so much breadth and depth. Are there more acts this year?
No, it's about the same as last year. It's about 50 major shows, which we are ticketed events. And then we have over 100 free community concerts at restaurants, clubs, churches, community centers that are going on for the 10 days. So there's a lot of music. A lot to do, and the community gets behind it, and it becomes a big community celebration, and which we're very thankful for and appreciative, and our goal is to make it a community event, and the Berks community, Reading community, step up and really embrace the event, which is the secret to its success. Without that community support, I don't think it happens.
Absolutely. Now, the festival is also known for its jam sessions, John. Let's talk about a couple of your favorite jam sessions this year.
With Gerald Visa, we created Midnight Jam several years ago, and they blossomed into kind of a key events during the festival. So Gerald hosts Midnight Jams both weekends, on Friday and Saturday. This year, they're at the Inn at Reading Ballroom. They were at the Building 24 in previous years, but Building 24 is changing the business model there and no longer presenting live music. So we moved all the shows that we did at Building 24 over to the Inn at Reading. And so Gerald's hosting the four midnight jams there, and we're doing the annual one on Thursday night, which is the Berks All-Star Jam. That's on Thursday at the Doubletree by Hilton in the Grand Ballroom. That's Thursday, 8 o'clock on the 12th of April.
Right. And there's also a special jam on April the 8th that's remembering Chuck Loeb, who we sadly lost last year.
Chuck, it's not a jam session. It's actually going to be a well-produced show. Eric Marienthal, the music director, when Chuck passed last July, Chuck was a good friend of the festival. Him and I worked together on a lot of special programs for the festival over the years. He was a dear friend of mine and a great friend of the festival. I mean, we created Berks Bop Night. That was his idea. We did some other collaborations over the last 20 years that Chuck put together, including a big tribute to Wes Montgomery, which was one of my favorite shows of the 28 years I've been involved with the festival. Unfortunately, Chuck passed in July, but I knew right away that we were going to do something at the festival to honor his memory and his life, celebrate his life in music. So I spoke to a lot of his closest friends, music friends, and we created this evening called Remembering Chuck Loeb. And we have an amazing cast of artists who are coming from Bob Jen, the cast of 4Play, who are playing Saturday night, but they're going to be here for the All-Star Show. But it's Eric Marienthal, Rick Brohm, Bob James, Nathan East, Harvey Mason, Kirk Whalum, Will Lee, Michael Franks, Dave Koz, Randy Brecker. I mean, it just goes on and on. And it's over 20-some artists, and we're producing a show that's going to showcase different parts of Chuck's music, from his days playing with Stan Getz to his jazz funk soul to his collaborations with Metro and Steps Ahead. So a lot of the artists are going to be there, so we're going to create some of those music portions of Chuck's career.
A fitting memory to a very special jazz man.
He was a great guy.
Yeah. Now, WDIY is the proud presenting sponsor for Six Acts this year, which is great. And I'm going to list them because I know many of our listeners are firm fans of many of the acts. Saturday, April 7th at 1:30 at the Inn at Reading, Billy Price is going to be with special guest Johnny Rawls. And at 7:30 at the Miller Center, the Victor Wooten Trio. On Wednesday, April 11th, 7:30 at the Inn at Reading, Papa Chubby, a favorite in the Valley. Thursday, April 12th, 7:30 at the Inn at Reading, Cullen and Company, and I'll ask you about them in a moment. Saturday, April the 14th, 2 o'clock and 8:30 p.m., Anna Popovich and Vanessa Collier. And closing out on Sunday, April the 16th, 10 o'clock doors for 11:30 start, the Slam Allen Band at Club ECP. Many choices indeed, John. Share a couple of the highlights of some of those acts.
Well, it was... I was talking to Billy Price and about doing a show during the festival, and I said, if you had any ideas to make it a little special, because we always like to kind of present something that not everyone sees all the time. And he came up with the idea of adding Johnny Rawls, and I was really excited about that. So really, I think that's going to be a great day of soul blues, and that should be a great show. And then later that day, we have Victor Wooten Trio. Victor's such a great bass player, and he has this trio. They just released a record, and it's Dennis Chambers and Bob Franciancini. And the opening act is a young group called Teen Town. They're young kids. Gabriel Severn is a 12 or 13-year-old bass player, electric bass player, and the other kids in the band are, I think, 18 and 15. But they are amazing little trio, and they play, and Gabriel's an electric bass player, and I've seen these kids perform live, and they're amazing. So they're going to open for Victor Wooten, I think was appropriate. And so that should be a great night. And like you said, Papa Chubby and Wednesday, Papa Chubby is a unique act, and people just love him. And we're doing the double bill, doubleheader with Anna Popovic and Vanessa Collier. We're doing two shows at 2 o'clock and 7:30. Then the Slam Allen was at the festival last year. He was at the Blues Festival, Reading Blues Fest last year. And so we wanted to bring him to the Jazz Festival. He was such a hit. So we're doing a brunch on Sunday, the last day, April the 15th, at the Doubletree in the club there. So I'm really happy that WDIY is going to be such an integral part of the festival, and help spread the word. It should be a lot of fun.
Absolutely. Well, we have some very dedicated jazz and blues fans and WDIY, so I know that many people will be making the trip. Well, we're going to close out this part of Lehigh Valley Arts Salon with one of the artists you mentioned, Papa Chubby. We'll be right back after the break.
Spanish town, wording like a sweet banshee. Well, I was a boy, didn't have me no toy. Played my daddy's guitar until my fingers turned green. Cause my daddy played the guitar and my mama was a disco queen. And my the drugs left two men a scar. And a baby could talk. Mama was a disco queen. The land of the mess with the flushing high school, smoking menthol cigarette, calling gang fights with all of my clan, throwing bricks down from the roof, trying to kill the man. Didn't look for trouble, but I was always to blame. Guess that trouble was my middle name. Now I play my pick of flues in all of the bars, singing my song while I play the guitar. But I can't help thinking about the days behind, all the brothers that are gonna blow in my mind, like Paco, Tony, and Joey D. And it wouldn't have motherfucker sure could have been me. I remember my mama dancing in the breeze, and my daddy playing guitar while I sat on his knee. I play it for money, I play it for Willie, for Jimmy, for Albert. Yeah, it might sound silly, but when mama would dance and daddy would strum, I even knew back then what I had to become. And it may sound funny to somebody else, I play it cause I have to, I play it for myself, I play it cause I ain't got nothing to lose. That's how a white boy got the blues. Daddy played the guitar and mama was a disco queen.
Spread the word about your business or organization to a well-informed audience. Become an underwriter with WDIY. Our lineup of NPR news and locally produced programs reaches thousands of engaged listeners in the Lehigh Valley and beyond. Underwriting on WDIY is an affordable and effective way to provide information about your product and services to people who care. To learn more about underwriting opportunities, 610-694-8100, extension 6, or WDIY.org.
John Dodds, welcome you back to Lehigh Valley Art Salon. I'm with John Ernesto, festival organizer of the 28th Boscov's Berks Jazz Festival, which runs from April the 6th to April the 15th. John, for those who aren't regular Jazz Fest attendees, the festival is very manageable. I love walking around all the different venues, and it means you can catch two or sometimes three concerts from early afternoon to late evening. The venues are pretty close.
Yes, particularly the first weekend, there's a lot of shows at the Doubletree, downtown the Doubletree by Hilton, and the Santana Performing Arts Center, where there's going to be three major shows in the evening, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, is two blocks away.
Terrific.
So it's not that far, and five or six blocks down the street is the Miller Center. So the first weekend is a lot of stuff pretty close to each other. The inner rating is about a 10-minute drive. It's not far. So, it's easy to get around, and you can make it to an afternoon show, grab a bite to eat, and make an evening show, no problem. Yeah. And you can even make an evening show and have time to go to a 10 o'clock show and then catch the jam. So if you have that much energy, there's enough time you can do as much as you want, as your body's willing to allow you to do.
Well, no wonder it's called Spring Break for jazz lovers.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it's rather a unique experience for jazz lovers, as the artists themselves love interacting with concert goers both on and off the stage.
Absolutely. That's one of the attractions to our festival is that people come, they hang out, and the artists hang out with them. You walk through the lobby of one of the major hotels like the Doubletree, and there's artists everywhere. They hang out with the fans, they mingle with the fans, and so we tried to create years ago kind of a down home feeling to this festival, where everybody felt like they were at a friend's house, and it is that way because so many people come every year, and you see them. It's like a little bit of a reunion when you see these folks coming from all over the country, and it's kind of cool. It's a great feeling when you see that, and hopefully we're doing something right, just making a positive experience for all our loyal fans who come every year.
Absolutely, and part of the joy of the concerts is the stories, the fact that people remember the sessions that they saw with the artists, and the artists will share stories with the concert goers. It's a true memory.
Yeah, it's a lot of interaction, and that's cool, and we encourage that, and the artists are very good about it, and I mean they're just regular people. They just try to just try to get from one point to another without trying to hide out and going around a back way. They're great people, and they respect what we're trying to do, and they respect the fans. So they certainly make themselves available.
You can buy the T-shirts and the stickers.
Oh, yes. Every year we come up with a new logo. We have our generic Merch Jazz Fest logo, but every year we come up with a new logo for merchandise. And this year, Tammy Herring designed last year's logo and this year's logo. So I'm excited about it. It has a great appeal, and our merchandise team is working hard right now getting everything produced so we have it in time that when we start the festival on the 6th.
Now, any concerts that we really shouldn't miss, John?
Wow. I'm excited. You know, I try to tell people there's one show you don't want to miss. I mean, obviously the Chuck Loeb show is very, very special. But on Friday night, April 13th, we're doing this show with Kirk Whelan called The Heart and Soul of Sax. I mentioned it previously. But we got Maceo Parker, NEA Jazzmaster, Dee Dee Bridgewater, the Berks Horns, performing with Kirk Whelan and Everett Harp. And it's going to be a real soulful Memphis-style music of the great legends, saxophone legends. And Dee Dee Bridgewater just put out that her recent release was about her roots in Memphis. She did a lot of covered songs by Elvis Presley on the record and put her touch to it. So that's the kind of music you're going to hear, and it's going to be really, really special night. And I really encourage people, if they want to see something different, and you won't see this anyplace else. This is a one-and-done show that they're going to do. They get to see legends Maceo and Dee Dee Bridgewater with Kirk Whelan and Everett Harp. It's going to be a special night of music and a unique opportunity.
John, tell me a little bit about Cullen and Company. They're playing on Thursday.
David Cullen and Matt Cullen, obviously they're brothers, and they're from Reading, and they're a very fine musician. David is a well-known guitar player, and Matt is a drummer. So we created this show called Cullen and Company, and it also features Craig Thatcher, the amazing guitarist from the Lehigh Valley, Chico Huff, a bass player from the Philly area, Cliff Starkey from Reading on keys, and Pete Fluck, a sax player from up in the Lehigh Valley. And it's going to be a mixture of all kinds of music, from jazz to jam band to, you know, a little Grateful Dead. You know, it's going to be everything, and I think it's going to be a really cool night. And we did a little bit of a taste of this last year during the festival, and it was well-received. It was packed, and stepped it up this year, adding Craig to it. And Craig's a longtime friend of the Jazz Fest. He's played it many times and plays this area a fair amount, too. So we're kind of looking forward to that. That should be a fun night.
Craig is a wonderful human being and a friend of WDIY, and also very much a friend of the Lehigh Valley's major festivals.
Absolutely, yeah. He's a great guy, great player, a great person. Yeah. Love working with him.
Rick Braun from our very own Allentown is doing something special this year.
Yeah, Rick is obviously... he's kind of like, this is home to him. He's been playing the festival, I think, every year since the 4th or 5th annual festival with his Allentown Lehigh Valley roots. He's involved in a lot this year. Friday night on the 6th opening night, he's doing a show. And he has Dave Koz coming in to be his special guest. Dave hasn't been at the festival since, I think, it's 2002. So we're kind of excited about that and appreciate Rick making that happen. And Rick's going to be one of the key players in the Chuck Loeb tribute on Sunday the 8th. He's going to be part of Eric Marienthal's doing the Cannonball Adderley tribute on Tuesday. Rick's involved in that. And Rick's involved in performing with the Berks Bop Show on Thursday, April the 12th. That's at the Doubletree. Thursday, he's co-musical director of the Big Berks All-Star Jam. So he has a pretty full week. Wednesday, Berks Bop. Thursday, the Berks All-Star Jam, Tuesday with Eric Marienthal and Cannonball Adderley Show, Sunday with a key member of the Chuck Loeb tribute, and his own show on Friday night with Dave Koz. So we keep him busy when he comes home.
He's so versatile. He covers right across the jazz genres.
Yeah, absolutely, yeah.
Why do you still love doing this? What keeps you coming back?
I've been very, very fortunate and blessed to be involved in this for 28 years. We have a great group of people. The Berks Arts Council is the presenting organization. It's a nonprofit. Working with those folks over the years, and we have over 300 volunteers who give their time and talent to make this festival happen. So it's like a secondary family, almost like a first family now for me, working with all these people. But you know, I get a lot of satisfaction seeing people having a good time. It's good for the community. I mean, it has an economic impact between $8 and $10 million on the community, so it's very special to the Berks community. That drives me. I mean, it keeps me wanting to be involved. And I really enjoy the people. I enjoy putting it together. I enjoy working with people like yourself. I mean, without this, I would have never met so many people in my life. And I cherish those memories and appreciate those opportunities.
How do we get artist and ticket information on the shows, John?
If you go to BerksJazzFest.com, B-E-R-K-S, JazzFest.com, everything is there. The schedules, artist profiles, plenty of information, videos that we've been producing. For the Chuck Loeb Show, we had asked all the participating artists to video memories of Chuck, and then we produced them into a little snippet that we're posting on Facebook, social media. They're going on our website this weekend. Our website has plenty of information. Any question you have will be answered on that website. Ticketmaster is our ticket broker. You can go to Ticketmaster. You can go to the Santander Arena downtown in Reading and buy tickets. You walk up there, there's no fees. We'll have box office at all the major events during the festival for people to purchase tickets.
So plenty of options online and at the venue to listen to some of the finest acts in jazz. John Ernesto, organizer of the Boscoff's Berks Jazz Festival, thank you so much for joining me this evening. The 28th annual Boscoff's Berks Jazz Festival runs from April the 6th to the 15th at a range of venues in the Reading area. This is John Dodds on Lehigh Valley Art Salon on WDIY 88.1. Many choices, real voices.